is Field Recordings. It is Sunday night, 11 o'clock. Nicholas is currently, I think, in Santa Barbara playing a show as he slowly makes himself up to the Portland coastline. But tonight we have a guest DJ who put a set together to keep the mood right. What else? Oh, update. Next week, hopefully, we're going to have the Theraday Trippers come and play a block, which should be amazing. This is K-Chung Radio in Chinatown, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you. For the long-range exploration of space. In this way, us short-lived creatures will be able to travel enormous distances, although we may not, of course, be so short-lived in the future, because even immortality may be on the cards one day. However, even without immortality, we may be able to make journeys lasting thousands of years, and such journeys will be necessary if we ever wish to cross the enormous gulfs which separate us from the stars. Distance is so great that even light, traveling at 600 million miles every hour, takes years to cross them. But why should we attempt these immense voyages? Well, because it seems fairly certain that, at least at this moment in time, there are no other intelligent creatures in our own solar system. We'll have to go out to the stars to meet them. But certainly out there, first contact with intelligent extraterrestrials will be the greatest adventure in the future of man. It may not happen for centuries, but one day it will come. Meanwhile, near at home, there's plenty to do in this solar system on the moon and planets. Today, we can just reach the moon. Tomorrow, men will be living there. 100 years from now, some men will call it home. At the moment, it's a very unattractive planet. Not one on which unprotected men could live. I'd like to describe the invention when all inventions. I call it the replicator, and it's simply a duplicating machine. But it's a duplicating machine that can make exact
oh. stop the duality of the pain to the one who suffers, the one who offers resistance, and therefore reasoning from that is quite easy to see that a great deal of the energy of pain is derived from the resistance of the pain. That resistance takes very many forms. Not only of attempts to get away from the pain of the present, as those who try to run away from the migraine, as you carry it with you. When I challenged R.H. Blythe and said, "You're a vegetarian, but don't you realize that plants have feelings?" He said, "Yes, I do, but they don't scream so loudly." And so, say, in a hospital or any place like that, it is taboo to scream, because you must understand that hospitals and any institution of that kind is run for the convenience of the staff. All institutions are. And so, everything is done in such a way as to interiorize, localize pain. Of course, in a way that makes it worse. So we have a big, big social problem, fundamental, right from the beginning, about
SWV Part 1 Interview.
I beg to differ. I didn't think, you know, I wasn't like thinking that we was gonna be all that. I always think negative. That's just me.
So you thought it was gonna take a little longer than it's taking?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How do you deal with all the success that you have in terms of kind of coming from somewhat being anonymous and then going out and people, you know, following you and going through all those kind of things? How do you deal with all of that?
I don't know. Stay humble. We just try to get used to it because we're not used to it. We still try to walk the streets, but it's not working.
It's definitely not working.
We like to still hang out around our way with our friends, but we can't.
I still ride the trains sometimes.
She doesn't ride the trains anymore because they chase her. She doesn't ride the trains anymore. She's lying.
Security,
our security?
Security.
Our security is
bad. They don't do their jobs.
They hear.
All they do is chase the girls. They use us to get women. We're not going to have it anymore.
Well, they work when we tried to get close before, so they work.
They work with the wrong people, see?
Okay. Hey, we're back. We're still having fun here, chilling out with SWV on the corner. Now, a lot of people like your music, like I said, and your lyrics and your songs are very descriptive, and your music creates energy and excitement. Even though they're somewhat smooth and some of them laid back, it makes you want to dance. It either makes you want to sing, even though some people shouldn't be singing the songs, but it makes you want to sing. Did you use a lot of different producers and writers on this album to kind of create that energy?
Not that many producers. We stuck to one main producer, which was Brian Morgan, but we used a lot of no-name people so we can get something different, and we got the...
We used no name because nobody wanted to help us then, so we had, but you know, Brian Morgan, he is better for us anyway, so we're glad, and he's going to do our next album.
Hi, Brian.
Now, did he write a lot of the music, or was he more in the production too?
Most of the hits, all of the hits except for Downtown, he wrote all of it, he played all the instruments, he did everything.
So you had a guy writing these.
saw that mattered to me.
Chung Radio. You've been listening to the field recordings of the After Hours. Nick's on vacay, but tonight we have Lena Daly as our guest DJ. How would you describe the music we're listening to tonight, Lena?
Chill.
Chill, huh? That is a good word. And how would you describe your song of the night?
Perfect.
Well, I guess that's all we're going to get from her, so... good night, Radio Land. And here is the finale. Faraday Trippers are playing. Hopefully we'll get over there in time.
The perfect song.
And the sky was made of amethyst.
Oh yeah.
And all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no. My last day. Mine is forever. One with no soul. What?
number stations are real. Have a good night. Again, next week, hopefully we have the Faraday Trippers. You're listening to K-Chung Radio. We're going to throw a shout out to Solomon's art tonight. It's very sick. It has something called, I believe it's modeled. I can't remember the name of Reflect. It's very sick. I own it now. Good night.